So I guess the first thing to figure out is like how, when you're together, is there a music that maybe unites the three of you, or are you all completely polarized? Like what happens in either the traveling and the van? Are you all wearing separate headphones, or are you all playing common music? Is this, Joe is going to answer this? I see the deep breath here. Nope, it's
I'll give it
Gus.
A go. Well, I think when we started out sort of hiring our own vans and driving ourselves, we would listen to stuff in the van altogether. I mean, I remember we were very into the Metronomy album, The English Riviera. That came out in, I think, 2011. So we were doing a lot of van and car gigs then, and that was, we played that a lot on the road.
Oh, Corey, I've got a pain in my heart. I think it's because of you. 'Cause they keep me out of the forces.
These days on the bus and stuff, it's probably more about headphones and laptops and, you know, watching or listening to our own things. But we do all have very different music tastes, but I think there are definitely...
Is there a common one? Tom, do you think there's a common bond musically?
I mean, Radiohead are pretty... we all agree that we like Radiohead a lot, but it's rare that we actually sit down and listen to music together at the moment anyway, because it's... we just don't really have the time, really.
Well, let's play one uniting song. I'll play Reckoner.
Cool. Yeah.
Tom, do you find you still love the new Radiohead music as much as Reckoner from In Rainbows?
To be honest,
I
think Reckoner in particular is very it moves me in a very particular way. And there's a lot of post In Rainbows Radiohead that I love.
Yeah,
but In Rainbows really kind of it took me down a different path. Uh-huh. In terms of appreciating music. So
they kind of, in the new record, sort of, I think, I feel like they got quieter in a way that, in some ways, your new record is too. At least a big chunk of it feels like a nice deep breath and a lot more space in the music. I kind of like that.
Thank you.
We just finished a Tiny Desk concert. It was really wonderful because we did strings that you'd never heard before. Who did the string arrangements here?
So it was actually done by a friend of ours called Will, from who also lives in London. He's a guy I grew up with. And,
does he have a last name?
Will Gardner, sorry. Yeah, willgardner.com. so he's a fantastic musician, and he collaborated with us on our second album for this track, Garden of England. He did the sort of arrangements of that, which was based on a a medley that you whistled.
Yeah, so like an improvised whistle. I think I was on the tour bus.
And then he would write arrangements around
a
whistle.
He wrote sort of three different variations on it in a kind of classical kind of way. And yeah, so that was a
collaborative
thing.
I'd love to be able to do that. Damn him. Damn you, damn you, Will.
Next whistle's yours, we promise. Yeah.
So let's just go around the room. Let's play something from each of you. Let's do this. Let's start with Gus. You pick the first tune. It's like current. And
yeah, well, where are we going to go? Called Blue Lights by an artist called Georgia Smith, who is she's very young, she's very new, she's from Walsall in the UK in the Midlands, and Midlands is, well, I mean, it's the middle of the country, so okay. Places like Birmingham, Wolverhampton, Coventry, Leicester, sort of quite a sort of industrial part of the country. They make cars there.
Okay.
A bit like the Rust Belt of the UK.
I was gonna say, how does it happen that the middle of the country does that? It does that here?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Not sure. And that's another conversation for another time, isn't it? Devote a whole special to it.
So this Georgia Smith song is spelled J-O-R-J-A if someone's going to look it up.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was played to me by my brother sort of late last year, and I love it, yeah.
It's called Blue Lights, yeah. Great.
I want to turn those blue lights into strobe lights. Not blue flashing lights, maybe fairy lights. Those blue lights into strobe lights, maybe even fairy lights. Not blue flashing lights. Don't you run. Even the fuss, but the face of your boy casts a darker picture of the red-handed act. He's gonna whisper,
look, blood, I'm sorry, cause I know you got my back. He was running, I couldn't think, I had to get out of that.
Not long ago, you were miming to the shook ones. Now this really is part two, cause you're the shook one.
Hand you the tool as you question your friendship. Has men like you gonna make me a convict? Level of a felon when I've done nothing wrong.
There you go, a bit of Blue Lights by Georgia Smith. At the end of the song, there's a pretty cool Dizzy Rascal sample that comes in, which I enjoy. I'm a fan of Dizzy's.
Let me see if we can find that.
Oh. There he is.
So where do you all find music these days? I mean, what's the way you do it? Because, you know, there's so many.
Tom, you're a big new music.
You dig
shark, aren't you?
Yeah, I I use Twitter a lot. A lot of magazines, online magazines, blogs, yeah. Tumblr.
Any favorites that maybe like someone who doesn't do that would be wise to follow?
Fact magazine is a really good one. I think it's at Fact magazine.
Yeah.
The Needle Drop, Anthony Fontana, I think his name is.
Yeah.
I've got into like a kind of pattern. There's people who I follow, and then, you know, producers and people like that who have Facebook accounts and that kind of thing. And Tumblr's really, really good. Bandcamp's great because you've got the genres all right there, and you can go really far into different genres and get really specific.
I also like the fact that you can just give the artist money. I mean, you just like something, you can pay for it, and you know where it goes, and I like that.
And often it's them that's sending the music directly to you.
Exactly. And they see who it is that gets it.
Yeah.
I like that direct connection.
Yeah.
Joe, did you find something?
Yeah, I did. She is called Julia Michaels. She has a song called Issues. And I heard this on the radio. So I kind of get a kick the old-fashioned way of discovering something not by searching for it or by word of mouth, but just by chance.
I'm jealous, I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry, baby, believe me. I can love you just like that, and I can leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. 'Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory. You do shit on purpose. You get mad and you break things. Feel bad, try to fix things. But you're perfect, poorly wired circuit. And got hands like an ocean. Push you out, pull you back in. 'Cause you don't judge me. 'Cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me. 'Cause you see it from the same point of view. 'Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory of all our problems. 'Cause we got the kind of love it takes to solve. Yeah, I got issues, and one of them is how bad I need you.
I got issues.
It's popular than I expected.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm looking at everybody else, I'm looking at Gus, I'm looking at Tom, if he put this on, you were driving in that old tour van and he put this on, would you tell him to turn it up or turn it down or just not even?
No, I think I'd turn it up. Yeah, I really like it. I hadn't heard that before. It's great.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's nice. Really well produced.
Yeah, it's nice and spacious.
Yeah.
I like the punctual, I guess it's... pizzicato going on on strings.
Yeah,
that's good. So that's somebody I never heard of, Julian Michaels. Nice one, Joe.
Thank you very much, Bob.
You've been validated by your other mates, and I liked it too. And I don't mean that way. Gonna take a short break, and we'll come right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Talenti. When making Talenti Gelato and Sorbetto, they tend to get a little overzealous, like accidentally breaking their raspberry sorbetto machine with too many raspberries, or trying 25 different chai teas to find the perfect spice blend for their vanilla chai gelato. Talenti's obsessiveness is what makes Talenti Gelato and Sorbetto great. Talenti, the delicious is in the details.
I'm talking with Alt-J, Joe, Tom, Gus. Tom, your choice.
I like to go with Death Grips.
Oh, let's go the opposite
way.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
Interview B.
Which is off of an EP.
Yeah, the Interview EP, which is one of my favorite pieces of... one of my favorite of theirs. It's good because it's all instrumental. And I do find with the vocal with Death Grips, it's the only thing that grates a little bit, but the production and the instrumentals, they're amazing. They're really fascinating.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on, so you kind of have to kind of bear with it a little bit. But there's a melody change which in this track, which really I really, really love.
Let's hear. Yeah, the instrumental stuff is, it's easier. I mean, easier meaning I'm not like pushed away from it.
Yeah.
Which I think, with intent, I think some of the vocals that Death Grips uses and stuff.
I mean, live.
It's meant to be abrasive.
And yeah, it's really, live without the vocal, it would be different. I really appreciate the vocal live.
Now, you said that there was a 3-hour show that you went to
in
tell
London,
me.
Yeah, it was one of the best experiences of a live show I've ever had, really. It was relentless. Like, they really, really pushed it. And they, like, pushed it in every way, like, physically, you know, sonically. It was, yeah, and I really wanted that. Like, I really hoped that they would, because that's kind of what they stand for, you know. They're kind of, they want to push everything and not
totally
give up.
In your face, yeah.
Yeah, and I was right in the center of the pit for the whole time. I got a bloody nose, I think. I gave someone a black eye, I think.
How long ago was this?
It was last summer, I think, at the Village Underground in London. Yeah, people were just really embracing each other and kind of just throwing each other around, and it was amazing. I'd do it every day of the week if I could.
Is it hard now to go to shows because people recognize faces and stuff? Does that make life a little sadder?
It's not a no. I wouldn't say so. I mean, I think if you're going to a show, we don't get recognized very often at all on the street. I mean, maybe at a show because you're around people, you're around music fans, you know, but on the whole, it's just people just happy to see you, and it's nice, really.
Good. Oh, that's sweet. We're going to just go do this one round, and then I want to play a song of yours because we're short on time, but I did want to play music you love. But I want to play something of yours. The new record is, like I said, it feels quieter, but it's no less amazing. You want to pick a tune, and I think there's nods. And
yeah, I think I think based on what we've played for you, you know, just now, we think Dead Crush would be appropriate. I think there's elements of everything we just heard in that song, and it's more electronic and hip hoppy, and yeah.
How would the song come together, like a song like this? Where would origination point and development, and so when I'm listening to it, I could say, oh yeah, oh, so it started with the rhythm, or what do you tell me?
Well, it came from a jam back in 2014 when we were working on the second album, mm-hmm. and I happened to record it, and I think these guys and myself forgot about it, really, and then I discovered it again, or rediscovered it on my phone, and I found myself listening to it again and again, and that was kind of a guitar part, a drum beat, and Gus's piano chords were strings, mm-hmm. and I was like, guys, I've been listening to this nonstop. I think there's something in this, and I think everyone kind of agreed that it was worth pursuing, and we worked on it.
The idea of the three of you jamming wouldn't initially strike me. At least when I think about jamming, you all get in a room, everybody starts making noise. Mm. Is that what you think of as jamming, or were you working on something else? And what is jamming to Alt J?
Yeah, it's true. I think when we say jamming, we mean it in quite a traditional sense, because we don't do it all that often, yeah. really. So I think when we say a song comes from a, you know, jam, that's quite a rare thing. So like Left Hand Free was a song like that. A new song on the album, Hit Me Like That Snare, was like that. Dead Crush was like that. But a lot of them would tend to start with Joe kind of on his acoustic guitar, kind of coming up with, you know, lyrics and, you know, melodies and things and so on. But so when something comes from a jam, it's unusual for us. Yeah. And, you know, we very rarely, you know, we'll be like, let's jam. It's more that we'll be, you know, writing, have our instruments there, and find ourselves kind of like just sort of improvising together, which is, you know, it's an amazing feeling.
Beautiful. I'll go out on Dead Crush. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear how the Tiny Dust gets mixed and comes out at this point. Great, refreshing experience.
That was an absolute pleasure for us.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Sweet.
Thank
you. You bet. Cheers.
You're my DCO.